What we need to do over the next 3 to 5 years is continue to expand. In the near term, it will be in China, but we're certainly hoping that the United States federal government will come up with incentives and support that will allow us, American-based companies, to expand to the United States, similar to the support that the Chinese companies are getting in their country, allowing them to expand incredibly rapidly.
Tell me about that. Is there sort of a disconnect between what is happening in China with their incentives and what is happening here?
I think the best example I can give you is this. Representatives of the Chinese government came to visit us here in Massachusetts, and they saw our technology, and we have unique technology. We make our own wafers. We make the lowest cost wafer in the world. They wanted to attract us to China. I went there in January last year, and within 4 months, supported by the Chinese government, we got a loan for two-thirds of the cost of our factory in China, $33 million. We do not have to pay a cent of principal or interest for 5 years. So, in effect, we have zero cost of capital to build facilities and attract jobs. You will not find anything like that in the United States. Now, that's not to say that U.S. policy is wrong, but the fact is this. If this is what we have to compete with, and all of our competition is in China, we must go there.
Conversely, are you looking at areas to expand here, and what does the process look like on this side of the Pacific?
It will be very difficult to expand here without access to capital, and that's what's critically important. Again, a frame of reference, our largest competitor based in China recently got a commitment from the Chinese government to provide them $7 billion of expansion capital over the next 5 years. Our two next largest competitors, also based in China, got similar commitments for about $2.5 billion to $4 billion. If we could get support within the United States, similarly, not exactly, but similarly, we would be happy to expand the United States.